The Jonas Brothers are running it back. Relive the Burning Up Tour and celebrate the biggest Jonas Brothers hits that have defined a generation. One incredible celebration. One unforgettable night. See the Jonas Brothers live across North America in 2026. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. Jonas Brothers, the Burning Up Tour, all over again.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Now, this is quite broad, but what just shouldn't exist? We don't need it. Not making anything better. It's only dumb.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
Let's start with ticks. What have they done for me lately? Nothing. Great. Your life is dependent on trying to bite onto other creatures, be a parasite. You make it so people are allergic to meat or give them Lyme disease. What have you done that's good? Can you be used for any medicine? Can people eat you?
No.
If you're gone, are possums going to starve? Nay, they will adapt and move on. The possum is resilient. That's goodbye, ticks. You shouldn't exist. So that's two things. Ostrich pillows and ticks. Who else?
Can we just throw mosquitoes in with ticks?
Yep.
Yes.
I mean, like, I can handle, like, a lot of the insects. Like, I hate flies, but, you know, they're annoying. But they're not, like, mosquitoes. They don't spread disease like mosquitoes. They don't make you itch like mosquitoes.
Right? So mosquitoes, yeah, no, you're not ticks, wrong. I don't disagree with that at all.
I'd put those as 1 and 1A.
That's a good point as well.
Gas station TV.
Doesn't need to exist.
Yes, mate.
It's so loud for no reason. They have like specified programming for gas stations.
Yeah, it's Maria Menounos and Cheddar TV.
She would not have a career if not for gas station TV.
I know. Like, and you're aging beautifully. You look terrific.
She
but
does.
Jesus, this is, I don't need this.
Why do you need a screen screaming at you for the 5 minutes it takes you to pump your gas?
Well, I'm
just going to sit in my car and scroll on a different screen that shows me things I actually want.
Yeah, and if the weather's nice, I'll scroll outside the car.
Yeah.
I don't need a little television.
Have you ever seen anything on there where you're like, I got to tell someone about this?
No.
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 No, the only thing I ever saw, I don't even remember what it was now, but it was a recipe of some sort where, like, for a drink, and I went, well, it's pretty good. but I forgot about it because I don't remember recipes. I have an assortment of things that are like stupid gadgets, some of them on TV or that I've seen in real life. Therapeutic copper jewelry.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man. A friend of mine swore by one of those.
They
things.
Don't work. They don't do anything.
No, what do you mean? If you have one on your, if you don't have one on and you put both arms out and someone pushes down on your arms fall down. But if you put one on and then you stand the same way, they can't even push your arms down.
It's so stupid.
Don't you want to be incredibly strong when it comes to keeping your arms out like a cross?
It's so stupid. And I know right now there are probably a bunch of people listening right now that have copper and swear by it. It's a placebo at best. It's staining your skin and doing nothing else. That's all it is. Yes, copper in a diet is good if you have it naturally, but it doesn't go through your skin, so you're stupid. Do you remember the Tiddy Bear seatbelt comfort strap?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
T-I-D-D-Y.
That shouldn't exist.
No, it shouldn't.
Nobody is discomforted that much in that one spot where you need that, but I do appreciate the name of it. That's T-I-D-D-Y, by the way, the Tiddy Bear seatbelt comfort strap.
Tiddy Bear.
Then electric carving knives.
Oh,
completely useless.
I used to hate Thanksgiving when I had to move my hand back and forth for as many as 3.5 seconds. But then once I had a buzzsaw in my hands, oh my God, it was awesome. I loved replacing that blade every 3 seconds when it came off.
Yeah, I remember, you know, like growing up as a kid in the 70s, like technological advancements for the kitchen were really big, I think, in the 50s and 60s and into the 70s.
The electric
can opener.
So
everyone had the electric can opener mounted under your cabinet. Like, how often are you opening a can? I mean, if you're opening 50 cans a day, I can see it. But if you're opening one a day, man, You don't need to take up that space, but the electric carving knife and then also banana slicers. They're just a little good. They're like a buck or whatever. They're not that much, but you go, you know, you can cut that by just looking at it. Like a banana is not a hard thing to cut. Just a regular butter knife that you can then throw in the dishwasher. That's all you need. Take it. At best, it takes you
just crazy enough to work.
Doom, 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 doom. You're done.
Let me just get this one out of the way. Flock cameras. Yes, I see you. You're all saying it.
Yeah.
Most people agree.
Yeah.
Those should not exist.
I can't believe all of those people that are posting about all of the precious materials that are inside of flock cameras. Mm-hmm. That is just irresponsible.
It's reckless to think because people are going to start stealing them. I saw there's even like how-tos on how to steal them without getting caught.
That is the worst.
Can you believe that?
I can't believe
that. Yeah, apparently somebody... there are like how-tos on not only to do that, but then how to dismantle them to get the proper precious metals out of them.
Yeah, normally I would
that
be against
wrong.
Stealing, and in this case I probably am too, maybe.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
Thing that very against stealing.
But I'm also pro you getting to choose what you want to do.
Yeah, America.
You know, when it befits me. All right, what shouldn't exist?
Racism.
Okay.
That was easy. When you first said what shouldn't exist, that was the first thing that popped in my head. And then you said ostrich pillows. I'm like, wow, we're really, really all over the place here.
We'll add to that because this one's coming in a lot via text. Nazis in America?
Nazis. Well, okay. Nazis.
I mean, I agree.
I think Nazis worldwide.
Nazism in general.
I know they probably just meant Nazis in general, but what if there is somebody who's like, I don't know, I like El Salvadoran Nazis. I think they bring a lot to the table.
Just don't cross our borders.
Yeah, stay out, Nazi.
Yeah. It might be. Maybe there's different denominations of Nazism that's more fun on one side.
Maybe.
Like, it's like, Christianity. Some denominations are more fun than others.
I guess there's a chance.
I wouldn't venture up that hill.
No, not really, but I'm just
let alone die on it.
Yeah.
The papyrus font.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Ooh, that's the Avatar movie.
Oh, okay. It's
an ugly font. Anytime I see it anywhere, I'm like, are you making a joke? And when people found out that that's all they did for the Avatar movies was take that font, blow it up, and make it bold, it'd be better.
Yeah.
Font
people get very fussy about fonts.
Oh, don't get me started on Comic Sans.
Yep.
Hate it.
Remember when when LeBron said, I'm taking my talents to South Beach, and then the owner of the Cavs, Dan Gilbert, put that full-page letter in the Cleveland Plains Dealer newspaper the next day saying, we're going to move out. We're going to fight. And it was all determined, but he wrote it in Comic Sans, and everybody's like, nice job, stupid.
Can't take that seriously.
No wonder he left.
You can't take that seriously.
You know, back when newspapers were things. We don't need your political stuff. I get it. But
it's not really.
It's not fun.
Not really what we're going for.
I get it. I agree with, about half. And you probably would agree with about half of ours.
I think all the weird flavors of syrup for pancakes is strange.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
When you go places and they're like, I've got blueberry syrup or strawberry syrup. I'm like, that is not real. Why not just use old regular plain syrup?
Yeah. Maple. That's the syrup.
Yeah. Where'd you get strawberry syrup from?
Yeah. That's not syrup. That's something different.
It's just fake. Like, I get if you make it and it's like a bar and you're making mixed drinks with it or whatever and you cook down some strawberries, but you just put strawberry flavoring in syrup, it's not real.
It's a real shortcut.
Like, remember when purple ketchup was a thing?
Shouldn't have existed.
Nobody should have ever had purple ketchup ever in their life. Ain't nobody needed purple ketchup.
Didn't it take the world by storm
it
that
did.
One summer
everybody
though?
Was pooping purple, remember? Or like on that note too, like selling bottles of simple syrup for $5 at the grocery store. Simple syrup is literally a cup of sugar, cup of water, heat it up. You don't even have to boil it.
Yeah. I thought you did, but it doesn't matter. Mm-mm. It's easy.
You just melt the sugar and then let it cool and then, ooh, sticky syrup.
Yeah, I know something is easy if I've done it. And I have a bottle of simple syrup I made in my fridge. So, yes.
I also don't need the greeting when I get into my car. The one that's like, hey, according to such and such, you better be safe. Or the like little logo that pops up. I think that's so unnecessary. Like, stop it. Just go straight
like
to the screen.
The flashy stuff.
Just go straight
what
to
about
the screen.
When, I don't know about anybody else's car, but every time I turn my car off, it reminds me to check the back seat for infants and pets.
Oh, where's me?
Now, I have some of those, but they're not with me all the time.
Annoying.
And when you tell me to do it every time, it stops being effective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, you got sensors everywhere else. Why don't you sense if there's something in the back seat for me?
Oh, I just thought of one.
Or just don't.
That little thing that goes from one side of your glasses to the other, like around the back of your neck, like
the little strap or band.
Those seem stupid. Has anyone ever really utilized them? Like, have you ever been in a situation where oh, my glasses flew off?
I mean, I had them for sports when I was a kid.
That's stupid.
Yeah, if you're taking them on and off a lot for whatever reason.
Nobody with their readers.
No one has ever dropped their glasses.
I understand the need for those breakaway price stickers. Like, they're on everything at TJ Maxx and stuff so that people can't switch the tags and everything. But don't stick them on the fronts of the picture frames.
That's the worst. When a sticker is on something and it doesn't easily come off, and now you have to, like, aggressively scrub something you just bought to get it to be like new.
Yeah, just stick it on the back. I don't want to get my goo gone out.
I agree.
Somebody said chia pets should not be a thing.
Why? I mean, yeah, you're right.
I mean, yeah, they're mostly useless.
This person cuts their bananas with their electric carving knife.
Oh, wow.
Stop it.
What a time saver. That would be such a time saver.
Time to be alive.
They carry their record player with them on the street like a boombox. All right. Quit it, hipster.
Mm-hmm.
Someone sent this one in. Brainwave cat ears. Do you know what they... Apparently, they're cat ears you wear on your head that use brainwaves to sense
what your brain is doing. I think it's a brand, isn't it? Brainwave?
No idea.
Maybe.
Like, they're headphones that look like cat ears.
When you think your cat ears move.
Oh, maybe they are something different. Huh.
That's what they said. This text says. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it must be something different than what I thought.
Text. I know you guys got rid of ticks and mosquitoes. Can we include gnats? Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, we can get gnats in there. Goodbye, gnats. What are you doing? Nothing.
Anything Gwyneth Paltrow sells on Goop, but specifically the yoni egg.
Oh, is that the vibrator?
No, it's like a
jade egg, right?
That you shove up there and use for like Kegels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just do Kegels. Yeah. Don't put an egg up there.
Yeah, what does that do to make it different? Is it like a little...
It's slippery, so it's tough. You got to hang on to it, right?
Like, yeah.
Is that what it really is? Pinch.
Yeah, yeah. You got to like...
It's heavy.
Pinch everything to hold it in there.
Someone said, I was playing golf with someone and they broke out a Euro club, which is a golf club you pee into the handle so you can dump it out in a bathroom. If you can whip it out to pee into a golf club, just pee on the ground.
On a bush or something. Yeah.
Why would you say, guy, I got to take this pee back and dump it in the right spot? I don't want to. I'm okay with whipping it out on the golf course, but I'm not okay with putting my pee in the woods.
It happened again.
What?
You said Euro club, and the first thing I thought of was like
a sandwich.
A sandwich. Like with the shaved meat.
This has been a trend over the years where. Something is mentioned, and it's not a food, but Steve assumes it's a food and gets really confused. The most notable example was when we were talking about supposedly the band Motley Crue. I think it was Motley Crue, maybe Metallica.
Crazy backstage stories.
Yeah. They had you could only get backstage if you could put a drumstick far enough up your hoo-ha.
Oh, wow.
Right.
And Steve was like, so they got a bunch of chicken wings? And we're like, no, man.
No,
drumsticks.
Like Tommy Lee. Drumsticks.
Dun, 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 dun.
That you play drums with.
I wish it happened that quickly.
No, it was much later.
It was much more drawn out.
Yeah, we let that go was the other a little one? Longer. But
we didn't even know. He was just like,
forget.
There was a couple more recently. But yeah, that was a big one. Motorized ice cream cone, the device that holds and rotates your ice cream so you don't have to manually turn the cone while licking it.
Wait, so you just stick your tongue out and hold it?
I guess so.
You know,
that's like idiocracy type stuff.
It really
there.
Is because, like, I'm very much against using unnecessary things that I have to clean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because something like that you probably can't put in the dishwasher, you know, or whatever. It's like, why are we using this? This is not, I can just do this with my hand. Like, I don't need something special with this.
Right? Just do it with my hand.
Yeah.
Oh, this one from Nashville. Couldn't agree more. Any kids' toys that come with more than one zip tie holding it to cardboard.
Yep.
What are you doing?
Oh, boy, they do make... They're so zip tie happy with kids' toys.
I don't understand that, too, because most of the toys, they're in packaging that is, like, shrink-formed to the shape of the the toy already.
Yeah,
it's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
right?
Or can't you just make the box better?
Right.
Oh, scissor packaging that you can only open with scissors.
Yes. Yeah. Anything in the devil's plastic.
Yes.
This one. Anxiety diarrhea. At what point in human history did we need to S ourselves when scared for survival? Who's that helping? That's a good point.
That's a great question.
Not needed the Richard Simmons electric wand massager? I mean, that can't be selling many of those at this point. I would like to eliminate something. My wife's 15 throw pillows on our bed. We don't need them. I just have to move them when we get to bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that will always be a fight between men and women. The number of pillows on a bed or on a couch or anywhere, really.
All right. What else shouldn't exist? 1-800-947-3979. Make it whatever you want. Make the world a better place by eliminating things.
Real value shows up in reliability. You don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability, you can count on. Just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable. Since 1900.
Good news. Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.